best we can to accommodate for what the Lord is doing.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Absolutely. And it's exciting. It's exciting, Pastor. You know, I believe before the Lord actually makes full transition to maybe change a service time, it could be that the Lord is already getting us ready to start actual church at 10 o'clock and no longer at 11. See, you got to watch what God is doing. Watch what God is doing. You get here at 11, you're already beginning to preaching by then. Amen. Now, we worshipers around here, so you need to be a part of worship. It's profoundly powerful.
The Lord is so funny.
Oh, he is.
You know what he said?
What'd he say?
He just whispered out here. He said, if it takes him one cup of coffee to get up.
One cup of coffee.
Try two so we can get here earlier.
They need double. Double cappuccino. Double espresso. We got to keep up with what God's doing, right?
Hallelujah.
How many members in the glory? Everything accelerates. And things happen much, much quicker. And so we're excited this morning.
Yes.
As again, you know, Pastor David is, I know he has a word from God because he spends time with the Lord. And I'm just thankful that we have ministry in here. I feel have been trained right. And it's not to just prepare a message and pray, blah, 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 blah. But they actually take it to heart and they seek God and they pray. And they pull on heaven. And sometimes that's not always easy for a minister. Sometimes, you know, like when you have someone writing a book, you get writer's block. And then you're like, oh, man, I feel like I've had preacher's block many times in my life. But the Lord wants us to press through and to press past and to press into him so that the message can come as a download from heaven. And I know they're going to be blessed.
Yes, and what's going to happen is we're going to take the words that God has been given to us, use it in our life so that it catapults us further. Be listening for that nugget that is the instruction from heaven just for you. Turn to somebody and say, it's just for you.
It's just for you.
Miss it. Don't miss it. Capture it. Hallelujah. Would you give standing applause to the Lord for
Amen.
Our associate pastor, Amen. Pastor David, as he comes.
Pastor David!
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. Go ahead and give God a hand clap of praise this morning. Yeah. You can do better than that. Amen. 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 Well, how many knows God is good in this place? He's been wonderful to us this morning, amen. And I don't know about y'all, but we've been having church up in here. Man, we've been having old-time church. I love it. Reminds me of that one song, Jesus on the main line. Tell him what you want. Oh, Jesus on the main line. Tell him what you want. That's the only words I know. Jesus on the main line. Tell him what you want. Mm-hmm. Woo! Sing it. Come on, one more time. Yeah. Jesus on the main line. Tell him what you want.
Jesus on the main line. Tell him what
you want. Go ahead, sing it, sister. Woo!
Jesus on the main line. Tell him what you want.
Yeah.
You just call him up and tell him what you want.
One more time. I like this. Woo. Come on, sing it.
Jesus on the main line. Tell him what you want.
Oh.
Jesus on the main line. Tell him what you want.
Oh.
Jesus on the main line. Tell him what you want.
Sing.
You just call him up and tell him what you want.
Yeah. Praise God, everybody. Praise God. Amen. Father, we thank you that you're on the main line. You're not our sideline. But Lord, you're our main line. Lord, you're not our side attraction. You're not our side relationship, but you're our main line. When we need you, we call on you. Because Lord, you're the main line. Lord, when I need you, I don't call my family first, but I call on you first. Because, Lord, you're my main line. Father, when I need a healing, I don't call upon the doctor, but I call upon the King of Kings. Because, Lord, you are my main line. Father, when I need a breakthrough, I don't call upon the pastors, but I call upon you, God. Because you are my main line. So you got to tell them what you want. Father, we want more of you. Father, we want more of your glory. We want more of your signs. We want more of your wonders. Because, Father, you are our main line. You are our supplier. You are everything we need. You are El Shaddai, Jehovah Jireh, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. That's who you are. So, Father, we call upon the main line this morning. And I thank you, God. We receive, Father. We receive, Father. We receive, Father. We receive from the main line. We receive from your anointing, God. We receive from your glory, God. We receive from your presence. We receive from your power. Because in your power is the name above all names. So, Father, we say thank you. Father, we say thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Someone give God praise this morning. Woo! In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Before you sit down, turn to your neighbor and say, you better hurry up. Tell your neighbor, you better pick it up. Oh, I'm about to drop a bomb on you this morning. Oh, you may be seated. I feel you, Lord. Just go ahead and keep playing that organ, amen. What do you do when you've been so used to the waiting season? You've been so used to sitting still for so long in your purpose. You've been so used to waiting for the promise, waiting for the miracle. You've been so used for God to come through. But then what do you do when God starts to move? Someone tell your neighbor, you got to pick it up. Because when God starts to move, you can't be so used to waiting that you don't move with him anymore. I need you to know this morning that it's your victory season, and God is on the move. And you see, you've been waiting a long time, but God is on the move. I don't know what area of your life you need God to move in, but I've come to encourage you this morning that he told me as I was back behind the curtain, he says, I'm beginning to move. I'm beginning to shake. I'm beginning to break up some foundations. I'm beginning to move in people's lives. And if you're used to waiting, he's going to leave you behind. It's time to pick up the pace. It's time to pick up your feet, soldiers. It's time to pick up your weapons, soldiers. It's time to fight again. It's time to pray again. It's time to seek his face again. All of you watching on Facebook, God is on the move in your life. God is on the move in your family. And God says, don't just stay quiet, silent. Just don't stay still. Just don't stay sitting. Just don't stay what you're used to. Because God says, when I'm on the move, you don't want to be left behind. Someone say, pick it up. God is on the move. God is on the move. God starts moving. Oh, I feel you, Lord. I'm not even preaching yet. God starts moving in areas you didn't expect him to move. And you see, I don't got to figure out God. I don't got to know where he's moving. I don't got to know how he's moving. I just got to move with him in faith, and I've got to pick up the pace. Because when God is moving, he's working it out for my good. When God is moving, he's making every crooked path straight again. You've been walking on crooked paths, but God is saying, I'm making the path straight again. It's time to move. It's time to move. It's time to move. You got to shake up your faith again. You got to shake up your prayer again, because God is on the move. Someone say, pick it up. I feel the Lord today. That's the title of my message today, since God is pick it up. 1 Peter 5:6-7. 1 Peter 5:6-7. Watch this. I'm gonna bring it back around. Here we go. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Verse 7. Casting all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. Now, when I say pick it up, a lot of you think about pace, but this morning I want to talk about not only your pace, I want to talk about your weights. Because I'm talking about pick it up, I want to talk about weights this morning. And now you may be confused. You said, Pastor, you just said to cast all our cares upon the Lord. And I know you may be confused, but let me explain it to you. There's good weights and there's bad weights. And there's weights you need to cast away and there's weights you need to pick up.
You see, if a car is on top of you, that's a bad weight. But your joy, your faith, your peace, that's a good weight. These dumbbells are a good weight. There's some weights that are meant to destroy you. There's other weights that are meant to build you. Come on, somebody. I don't know what weight you've been dealing with, but there's some weights that are not meant for you. There are some weights that are not meant for your destiny. And God says, cast all your cares upon me because I care for you. And it's time to pick up the good weight. It's time to pick up the sword of the faith. It's time to pick up the shield and my God today. Woo! You see, there's good weights and there's bad weights. I'm gonna explain it, huh? You see, and everyone in life has to deal with some weights this morning. You have to deal with either a weighty choice, or sometimes you have to deal with weighty words, or sometimes you have to deal with weighty thoughts. Anyone ever had heavy thoughts before? Sometimes we have to deal with the weight of worry. Come on, somebody. And you see, this puts pressure on you, and it all seems heavy, but there are some good weights too. Your joy can be a weight. Your love can be a weight. Your peace can be a weight. Your faith can be a weight. And your dedication can be a weight. Come on, somebody. And these weights don't crush you, but they crush your adversary this morning, saints of God. If you need to crush your adversary, it's not that you can't handle the weight, but you need to pick up the different weight. Come on, somebody. So we have to ask ourselves, which weights am I carrying? This is my victory season. Which weights am I carrying through it? Am I carrying weights that will build me and put pressure on my enemy, or am I carrying weights that put pressure on me? Someone say, there's good weights and there's bad weights. Saints of God, one time it was so funny. I woke up in the morning. You know how when you first wake up, you got your crazy hair going, and you've got just, you know, you're waking up, you're trying to open your eyes, you got the eye crust in your eyes and everything. And I walked in the mirror and I started declaring over myself, David, today's gonna be a great day. You're gonna do so great. And you know, as a man, you start to flex in the mirror just a little bit. And I began to flex in the mirror. I'm gonna preach in just a moment, just let me tell you the story. I began to flex in the mirror a little bit, began to look at my shoulders and my biceps, and I was like, oh yeah, I like that. That looks good. I looked down to my stomach, I said, I don't like that. That don't look good. Come on, somebody. You look in the mirror and I began, okay, all right, you stud, we're gonna conquer today and everything like that. And I looked at my biceps, I was like, those could be a little bit bigger. I need to get some big old biceps, you know what I mean? Captain America status over here. That's what I'm looking for. And God says, well, pick it up. And I woke up and I said, oh, hey, good morning, Lord. Yeah. I said, what'd you say? He said, pick it up. Pick what up? He goes, look at those dumbbells. And I was like, oh, yeah. It's like, God, well, I don't have time for that right now. I've got to get to work. I've got to do this. I've got to get dressed. I've got to do my laundry. I don't have time to pick it up right now. But Lord, I'm declaring for change. I see the change. I know the change is going to come. But he said, but you got to pick it up. So many Christians, you like the possibility of change, but you ain't willing to pick it up. I like big biceps. I like Captain America. But if I'm not willing to pick it up, ain't no change going to come in my life. You see, too many times we are expecting change from God, and we're not willing to pick up the weight he has put in front of us to build us. A lot of times, don't be afraid of the weight, but go after the weight with all your dedication. Go after the weight with all your press. Go after the weight with all your energy, your strength, your mind, heart, and soul. Because God says, I put the weight in front of you so I can build you, not to destroy you. Because there's good weights and there's bad weights. And God says, if you want to get strong in the spirit and strong in your mind, you want to see change in your life, you want to see change in your family, it's time to pick up the weights of faith. It's time to pick up the faith, the weights of love, and the weights of joy, and the weights of peace alone. Oh, my God, today. Someone say, pick it up. You can't have change until you pick it up. Oh, that's good. Saints of God, don't let faith be your paperweight, but let it be your building tool. You see, that's good right there. That faith looks good. That faith looks strong, but that's just a paperweight faith. Oh. It don't do nothing until I pick it up. Oh, you're with me this morning. Oh, you're with me. You see, what's crazy, though, is before I can pick it up, there are some things you have to learn to let go of. I cannot pick up the weights if my hands are full. Come on, somebody. So we have to learn to let go before we can pick up. You see, so many times we find it hard to let go because we worry nothing is going to fill that void. A lot of times you're afraid to let go of a relationship because you're afraid nothing's going to fill that void, so you keep holding on to it. Oh. A lot of us we don't advance in the job, we don't advance in the career because we're afraid if I let that career go, that the void is going to take place. I'm not going to be able to fill that void. But God says, I'm not the God of the void. I am the God of complete promises. And if you are willing to have faith in me and let it go, I will have enough faith. I will have enough power, says God, to fill you back up again. Because God will never leave you empty, nor he will never leave you forsaken. But God says, I will fill you up again. So don't be afraid to let go. Don't be afraid to let go of the things that you're used to, because God says when you let it go, that's when I will fill you up. Ooh, that's good. You see, we can stay stuck when we don't let go. And some of us, we're used to not letting go. We're used to that. And you know what? If you're so used to not letting go, that's a good thing, as long as you're holding on to the right thing. If you're going to be a person that says, Pastor, I never let go, that's fine. That's fine, BB Bobo. That's fine. But you got to know how to hold on to the right thing if you're going to hold on to something forever. When you hold on to faith, don't let your faith go. When you hold on to peace, don't let your peace go. When you hold on to kindness, don't let your kindness go. But hold on to it. Oh, that's good. That's good. Too many times we get confused on what to hold on to and what to let go of. But it's simple. I'll give you a key that's going to blow your mind. Are you ready? You hold on to what is a part of your God-destined purpose, and you let go of what was never meant to be in your purpose. Pastor David, is that simple? Yes. Is that simple? A lot of times you are holding on to something because you have a characteristic of loyalty. But a characteristic of loyalty is only good when you're holding on to the right thing. So many people I've seen in this Christian walk, Christian life, who are holding on to things because they say, oh, Pastor David, I'm loyal. I got loyalty in me. But if you're loyal to an anchor, it will always drown you. Come on, somebody. If you're loyal to a relationship that wasn't God's purpose, it will always kill you. I don't know about you this morning, but I'm not loyal to bad relationships. I'm not loyal to incomplete promises. I'm loyal to the Word of God. I'm loyal to His purpose He placed in my life. For all of you who are loyal on Facebook and on TV, you don't have to hold on. You don't have to hold on to what's been trying to cancel you, what's been trying to drown you, all because you're loyal. God says, I need you to be loyal to faith. I need you to be loyal to peace. I need you to be loyal to kindness, meekness, long-suffering. I need you to be loyal to that. We got to confuse, saints of God. Too many times you say, Pastor David, if I'm not loyal to it, then it's not going to happen. No, God, you let God make it happen. And you be loyal to His purpose He put in your life. So many times we are holding on to something because we are worried that the person we're holding on to will not be able to make it, not be able to survive. And God says it is not your duty to take care of someone. It's not your duty to fix someone. It's not your duty to hold on to someone's purpose. But it's your duty to hold on to your purpose, to hold on to your plan. Because God says even if you couldn't do it, I will put someone in their life who can do it. So I don't need you to hold on to dead weight no more. I need you to let it go, because in this victory season, you need to begin to walk it out. Don't let your loyalty drown you. But let your loyalty begin to build you. I need you to know this morning, as you begin to walk into your destiny, my God, today, that there are some people you need to let go of because they were just leaves. They were not roots in your life. I don't know about you, but we need to tell the difference between leaves and between roots today. Woo! I'm so excited. I'm Pia. Oh. I learned as a pastor, there are people who are leaves and people who are roots in my life. Pastor David, how'd you let go of them so quick? I let them float away. Everyone got quiet because, like, Pastor David, it's that easy. It's that easy, because I know if you are not qualified to be in my purpose, then I'm sorry, baby, you were just a leaf. You're just a leaf. That job, it was just a leaf in your life. So many people, they're stuck at the same job for 22 years, and they hate every single day they wake up. They hate going to their job because they're loyal to it. But God says, you need to let it go. Don't be worried about the void, because He says, I will fill you. God says, I will replace it. I will fix it. And I will begin to advance you, because that's the season you're in. You are not in the season of waiting any longer. You're not in the season of depression and oppression. And you're not in the season of stuck place any longer. But you are in your victory season. And so as we walk it out, there are some things we need to let go of and some things we need to pick up again. Woo! Jesus, Jesus. Someone tell your neighbor, don't let it go. I know I'm going back and forth, aren't I? Don't let it, the good things, don't let them go. Once you have peace, why let it go? Once I have joy, don't let it go. So many times, Pastor David, why are Christians being set and reset and set and reset and set and reset? Because you picked up your joy on Sunday, you let it go on Tuesday. But once you have it, don't let it go. Oh, I'm going to show you something. Oh, Jesus, I feel you. I feel you on that. See, once I pick it up, just picking it up one time don't do me no good. How many knows Pastor David's not going to build no biceps off of doing that? Come on, all you strong men, you know. How many knows if I could just do this, and get 22-inch biceps, the value of my biceps would not be large. I wouldn't value the athletic look of my body. I wouldn't value what I was rewarded for my work. But if I began to pick it up, I begin to exercise it. You see, my faith begins to make me value it a little bit more. I begin to value God's love a little bit more. I begin to value his purpose a little bit more because I'm picking it up and then I'm exercising it. Let's go to Galatians 6 and 9. Galatians 6 and 9. There it is. So let's not get tired of doing what is good. They were already preaching my message. At just the right time. Look at that. At just the right time. I need you to know that this is your time. Let's not get tired of doing what's good because now is the right time. Someone tell your neighbor it's the right time. Woo! Come on, turn to your other neighbor and say it's the right time. And just at the right time, we will reap a what? Come on, say it with your faith. You reap a what? One more time, you reap a what? A blessing if we don't give up. If we don't give up. There are some times you're lifting weights, and Cornelius and all the big boys in here know what I'm talking about. When you start lifting it, it starts to get heavy. It starts to wear your muscles out, and you start to get fatigued, and you want to give up. And you want to rest just for a little bit because it begins to hurt. Come on, somebody. When you start exercising faith, at first, it's going to hurt a little bit. It's gonna test you just a little bit. When you start to practice kindness, it's going to test you a little bit. Everybody, all the church saints said amen. When God says you need to practice long suffering, it's going to hurt a little bit. Because the day you start practicing is the day the devil crosses you. Come on, somebody. And it's going to hurt. But the scripture says, let's not get tired of doing what is good. I'm not tired of doing what's good. I'm tired of slipping up. I'm tired of doing what's bad. I'm tired of being the same cycles. I'm tired of being the same chains. But I will not be tired of doing what is good. Ooh, that's good. Don't become weary. Don't become weary in well-doing. I come to encourage you in this season, don't become weary of well-doing. No matter how small your weight is, how many knows that's a 5-pound weight, y'all? This ain't nothing for Pastor David. It's funny, I heard all the men in their minds, oh, we're about to see. That ain't nothing. But for some of us, that's something. For some of us who have never lifted before, that's something. For all of us brand new Christians, that's something. That little weight is something. Faith the size of a mustard seed, that's something. Walking out and letting people go, that's something. That's something for some people. But God says, don't be weary of well-doing. Just that little something, it will start to build you. Come on, somebody. When you begin to pick it up and begin to exercise it, it is something for you. But God says, I'm going to build you. Look at this. Oh, this is so good. Don't let the good things make you weary. Don't get tired of dedication and don't get tired of the press. But God says, dive into your dedication and pray for the press. In this season, look at this. In this season, he wants you to dive into your dedication and pray for the press. He said, I want you to pray for the press. Because we've been so used to sitting and waiting for God to move. But God says, now that I'm moving, pray for the press. God, I pray for the open door. I pray that I've got to push through the door. And I pray that you're going to teach me some things in this season. And I pray, God, for the press. Because I know the press is not meant to break me, but the press is meant to build me. The press is meant to make me stronger. The press is building me to walk out the path that God has set before me. So I dive into my dedication of faith. I dive into my dedication of reading the word. I dive into my dedication of worship. My dedication of praise, because I know it's not destroying me, but it's building me. Watch this. How many of those last time I preached, change the lens? You see, when you change the lens, the press doesn't kill you, the press builds you. You see, one time I went, oh my God, today, whoo. You see, how you look at the weight determines how you exercise it. You see, if I look at that weight and I go, I don't know if I can do that. I don't know if I'm able to do that. I don't know if I'm capable enough. I don't know if I'm good enough. I don't know if I can lift that. I don't know if God called me to do that. Then that weight will be heavy, even though you already have the strength to do it. Come on, somebody. But if I begin to dwell and change the lens and look at the weight differently, the press is not to kill me, but the press is to strengthen me. I'm about to have new spiritual legs than ever before. The press is meant to build me. Come on, somebody. I've got to change the lens and look at it different. Them leaving my life wasn't a bad thing. It was a good thing. Baby, come on, somebody. That one closed door wasn't rejection, it was a redirection. Come on, someone say, change the lens. Woo! So God says, you got to look at the weight differently. One time I went to the gym, and I put 700 pounds on the leg press. First time I did it, I couldn't get it up. And God says, why don't you change your mindset? Because how many knows, I like, amen, amen. Focus up here, amen. When I went to the gym and I began to leg press, God, he always talks to me when I work out. Because, you know, for a man, for me, my mind is clear and I'm just working out, I'm just pushing these weights. And God began to talk to me. He says, why don't you just change your mindset about that 700 pounds? I said, God, this 700 pounds could break me. He says, no, it can build you. And I began to, chest began to pop out a little bit. You know how you walk a little, come on, man, you know how it is. Begin to walk a little bit different. A lot of us have been walking through our spiritual walk like this. Because you're looking at every little weight. You're looking at every little thing, every little test. Oh, God, it's going to break me. God, I don't know if I can do it. But God says, I need you to puff your chest out. And I need you to begin to walk in confidence again. Walk in your spiritual strength again. Because this is your victory season. I need you to know that it's not going to break you, but it's going to build you. Goliath didn't break David. Goliath built David. Come on, somebody. That test wasn't to destroy you. It was to build you. So I got in that rack, and I looked at that 700 pounds, and I said, this is about to build me. It's not going to break me. And I got that 700 pounds up, and I wrapped it, and I felt good because I conquered what I couldn't conquer before. Sometimes you got to look at the weight different. You got to look at the trial different. You got to look at the test different. It was building you. It was teaching you. It was growing you. Woo! Someone said, pick it up. Yeah. Oh, that's so good. Now watch this. Are you guys having fun? This is good. I love this. Thank you, Lord. Watch this. So not only do I have to pick up the weight, but the way I exercise, it determines what it builds. If I do like this, it builds right here. A lot of us were just, Pastor David, I have faith. I picked it up. But you got to exercise it correctly. I mean, if I do this, this is just, I don't know what this is strengthening. I don't know what this is doing. A misapplied weight will never build you. You can have faith. You can have peace. You can have love. But if you don't know how to apply it right, it will never build you. Now watch this. But if I work it, someone say, work it out. Sometimes, that's why you got to be yielded to God's voice, because he'll say, I want you to work it out this way. Sometimes the weight that was doing this is now he's going to be doing like this. Come on, somebody. Now he's going to be teaching you how to box. Now he's going to teach you how to fight. You understand why he's training you this way. But you understand, even though this is just 5 pounds, after I begin to box with it just a little bit, now my shadow box, now my hands are quicker. Now I can box faster again. Because God says, well, when I told you to work it out that way, it's because I was already preparing you for the fight. I was already preparing you for the test. I was getting your speed up. I was getting your strength up. And God says, you will be victorious. That's so good. If you work. Just a little 5-pound weight can totally change how you fight. Just a little bit of faith, if you work it right, can change how you fight. Just a little bit of love can change how you fight. That's so good. That's so good. Thank you, Jesus. Someone say activate. Now, the key here is that whenever you are picking up your weights, your good weights, you can never dwell on comparison. I went to the gym one time, and there was a bodybuilder in there. And he was bench pressing 500 pounds like it was nothing. I started comparing. I was like, he can do it. I can do it. And so many times we try to outstep where God has us. And if I would have bench pressed 500 pounds, it would have destroyed me. Just because you're not there yet doesn't mean God doesn't love you. He's protecting you from it destroying you because he's got to build you to get there. So don't be weary in well-doing. Keep doing what you're doing because God says you are capable. But I need you to build you first because the weight I've got for you in the end, the weight I've got for your destiny is too heavy right now, my sister. It's too heavy right now, my brother. But that's why you got to be faithful in the little. You got to be faithful in the little things. You got to be faithful in this because when I go from this, come on, somebody. When I go from this, now I can go to this. And now I can begin to build again. And God says, now I'm getting you ready for the 50 pounds, 60 pounds, 70 pounds. And I'm getting you ready for it. God says too many times, we just want to out-jump and outpace God. But God says, when I'm moving, just go with me. Just build with me. I'll build your purpose. I'll build your faith. And you just trust in God. Never compare. When I first started preaching, I watched Bishop T.D. Jakes. I love his preaching. And I was about to copy him. I'm going to be just like him. And if I don't preach like Bishop T.D. Jakes, I did not do good. I was comparing. Come on, someone say compare. What I begin to realize is that comparison only keeps you stuck. It never makes you grow. If you compare yourself to me, you'll always be stuck because me is not your destiny. Oh, that's good. All you watch on Facebook, you can't compare because me is not your destiny, but your destiny is in God. So you can't dwell on comparison. That's good. Woo, that's good. You see, so Pastor David, how do I exercise these weights? Once I pick up the weight of faith, how do I exercise it? First off, you got to dwell on it. You got to think about it. You got to think about what you're doing. You got to think about faith. You got to dwell on faith. You got to dwell on love. You have to dwell on kindness, and then you have to declare it. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. No weapon formed against me shall prosper as I'm lifting. Listen, one time I went to the gym, and I know I'm using this a lot, but I love using these comparisons. I went to the gym, and God said, why don't you declare that you're going to build? I said, Lord, I'm going to be built. I'm going to get stronger. I'm going to be stronger than ever before. I begin to declare it. Because sometimes the power of life and death is in the tongue. A lot of us, we dwell on faith, but then we speak opposite of faith. And yet you've got two canceling agents, and that's why we never grow. In order for me to grow, not only do I have to dwell on it, but I have to declare it. I will get this promotion. I will walk through the open door. I am good enough. I am more than enough. I will find the one. I will have the job. I will have the opportunity. I will pray deeper. I will worship deeper. Even though you haven't walked in it yet, declare it, because power of life and death is in your tongue. Speak life to your seed. Speak life to your destiny. Speak life to your family again. They will get saved. They will worship. They will praise again. Father, I declare it in my life. I will double my income. I will double my fire for you. I'll double my hunger for you, because I will not let my words cancel my destiny. Yes, Lord. And once I dwell on it, declare it, now I have to show others. Look at this weight, man. Look how God's been growing me. God's been building me. I picked up the weight of faith. Now watch this, man. Now you got to pick it up. And now you got to exercise it. Now the faith has spread to him, and it's made room for me to pick up this weight, and now I can grow again. A lot of times we get stuck at level one because we ain't sharing it with others. Come on, somebody. You got to share it with others. Not only do you got to work it, you got to share it. Someone say, share it. And now then he begins to grow, and then I pick up a next weight. That's how you exercise the weights, the good weights that God wants you to pick up. That's so good. Oh, it's so good. Let's go to Luke 9 and 23. I'm almost done. Luke 9 and 23. Everybody, have you been enjoying this? Good. Now, this is Pastor Jesus, so it's not my words, it's his. Then he said to the crowd, if any of you wants to be my what? Follower. A follower is a Christian, right? If you want to be a Christian, you must turn from your selfish ways. Pick up your cross daily. Look at that. Pick it up. Your cross daily and what? And follow me. Now, what stuck out to me is Jesus said, this is Pastor Jesus, he said, you must turn from your selfish ways. You see, in order to pick up the cross that God has for us, selfish and sacrifice can never mix. Oh, that hit you good, didn't it? That hit me good when God told me. I was like, yes, Lord. Selfish and sacrifice can never mix. If you have sacrifice, you won't be selfish. If you're selfish, you won't have sacrifice. Come on, somebody. They can never mix. God, look what Jesus said here. If you want to pick up the cross, which is what we are supposed to do as followers of Christ, we have to turn from our selfish ways. Did you know that there are weights that are not sin, but they still slow you down? Hebrews 12 and 1 says, let us lay aside every weight that so does easily beset us, especially sin. So not only does sin slow us down, other weights slow us down too. How many knows? Sometimes I like to watch Star Wars, right? And so I'm watching Star Wars, and God says, you know, you could be doing so much in the spiritual realm if you got your blaster in the spirit. And you started lightsaber in the spirit. Amen. Come on, somebody. It's not a sin to watch Star Wars, but it slowed me down because it was still a weight. So I want you to know this morning, there are still weights that can slow you down, but are not a sin. Oh, did I drop a bomb on you? That was good, wasn't it? Worry's not a sin, but it still slows you down. Anxiety's not a sin, but it still slows you down. You see, anxiety, one thing that's crazy about anxiety is that it creates a battle for you that was never going to happen in the first place. And a lot of worry, a lot of anxiety, a lot of fear create battles that were never taking place. Let me get on the side route just for a moment. I've seen so many people, they get so scared and they begin to think about what's going to happen before it never happens. And they begin to think this and that. And then they begin to have a battle in their minds and a battle in their hearts that would have never even happened if they just would have leaned upon the Lord and not upon their own understanding. It's not a sin, but it still slowed you down. Being in a relationship's not a sin, but it still slowed you down. When you realize that, you can realize that I've got in New Living, it says cast away, strip off some weights. Come on, somebody. And I've got to pick up some other weights. That's so good. And so Jesus says here, I've got to get rid of my selfish ways. If you want to be a follower of Christ, you got to pick up that cross. Even in the victory season, you've got to pick up that cross. There are some tests you're going to face, but you've got to pick up that cross. And you've got to pick it up daily. That's so good. And you see, the devil will try to convince you that picking up your cross daily is not possible. How many knows anyone ever been there before? The devil says, oh, you can't pick up your cross daily. That doesn't work. But what you find is the more you carry your cross, the stronger you become. And the stronger your mind becomes, the stronger your hunger for him becomes. Saints of God, there are weights that you do not have to carry anymore. There are weights you do not have to carry. You don't have to carry that guilt anymore. You don't have to carry that unforgiveness anymore. Just because you had a past doesn't mean you have to be loyal to it. Ooh. Just because you had a past doesn't mean you have to be loyal to it. It's because we think. A lot of times the reason why that we pick up our weight on Sunday and lay it back down throughout the week is because we think we have to be loyal to our past. And we have to be loyal to our habits and loyal to the things we've been doing. But God says, you don't have to carry that weight. Jesus took that weight. Jesus took that weight. Jesus took that weight. Look at this. What's crazy is that what you dwell on and what you exercise is what you reap. This is so good. If I pick up guilt and shame and exercise it, dwell on it, I begin to reap unworthiness. But when I pick up faith and joy, dwell on it, exercise it, I reap spiritual strength and peace. Whatever you are reaping is what you are exercising. Oh, that's deep. That's good. Saints of God, just because the good weight feels heavy doesn't mean you aren't good enough. It simply means it's building you. When I begin to carry faith, it can seem heavy. But the more I carry it, the more it's building me. My last scripture for today, Isaiah 40:31. Isaiah 40:31. But those who trust in the Lord, stop right there. Those who trust in the Lord. A lot of the problems we face is because we've lost the trust. And because we're worried about uncertainty. The only time you worry about uncertainty is when you don't trust the person who's guiding you. If I blindfolded Corey and he began to worry, it's because he didn't trust the person who was guiding him. Pastor Dave, I need new trust. You need to know the person who's guiding you. When you don't know who's guiding you, you don't trust them. If a stranger gets in my car and says, go left, I'd be like, buddy, get out of my car right now. I don't trust you. But those who trust in the Lord, watch this. Watch what the word says. We'll find new strength. Pastor David, I'm used to working faith. I'm used to working peace. And yeah, but you've got the old strength. You got this strength right here. Come on, someone, turn off your phones. Amen. You've got this strength right here, and you're used to it, and you're used to this level. You're used to this way of doing things, but God says you will begin to find a new strength. New strength. New strength. A new strength in your mind. Hear your pastor this morning. New strength in your mind. God says this is your victory season, not your turnaround season, not your dizzy season. New strength. New strength. God says you're going to be planted. You're going to be planted in your heart, planted in your mind. And if you choose not to let go of things, simply hold on to the good things. Watch this. They will soar high, not low. They will soar high on wings of eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. I feel the Lord on that. A lot of the times we walk it out, right? But then we faint. Oh, but God says, not this time. Not this time. But you got to trust in the Lord, and you will find new strength. I would ask everyone to stand on their feet this morning. I know I kind of dropped some different nuggets on you today, but Pastor David needs you to know that this word was from God. And you don't have to carry the weight of guilt. You don't have to carry the weight of shame. You don't have to carry the weight of your past. It's funny because sometimes we preach about Jesus taking away all of our sins, and then when we slip up, we put on ourselves the weight of shame and put on ourselves the weight of all these different things. And God says, don't put all that weight on you. But he says, when you repent, when you turn from your ways, when you turn from your selfish ways, he says, I carry that weight. You just got to carry the weight of faith, peace, goodness, love. You don't have to carry the old bad weights anymore. For when you trust in God, you will find new strength. You're going to be stronger in your prayer, stronger in your worship. I need you to know this morning that I believe and I know that faith is growing. In the youth, we're seeing it in the youth. They're starting to teach class because their faith is growing. Their seek is growing. But don't be afraid of growth. Embrace it. And a lot of times what's crazy is that we have to be uncomfortable in order to grow. God will remove you from your comfort place and put you in an uncomfortable place to make you grow. When you plant a seed, the seed is not in a comfy place. It's surrounded by rocks and dirt and manure and bugs, and it's in an uncomfortable place. But when it gets in the uncomfortable place and is watered, it begins to grow. Ooh. I need you to know this morning, in this victory season, you may be in some uncomfortable situations, uncomfortable things you're going through, and God says that's not the time to put on yourself guilt and shame, but that's the time to realize it's your time to grow, it's your time to manifest the promise, it's your time to begin to walk it out and begin to pick up the new strength that God has for you. Amen. That's so good. That's so good. Some of us this morning need new strength. Pastor David, I've been praying this way a long time. Well, you just need a new strength. And what's funny is, now be careful now. When you pray for new strength, God puts on you a new weight. When guys are trying to build, you got to go up a weight level, right? So watch this. Never be afraid of the new level. When God starts walking you into the palace, never be afraid of it. Because God called you from the pit to the palace. Never be afraid of it. It may seem heavy, but it's just building you. It's just building you. Some of you need new strength, and you find it when you trust in the Lord. That's so good. Let's pray to God. Father, we thank you for this mighty word. Wow. God, you just, I'm the one preaching it, and you blew my mind. And so, God, we ask for a new strength this morning. Lord, we refuse to be weary in well-doing. Lord, we will walk and not faint. For Father, when we trust in you, your word says you will give us new strength. And God, we will not become weary and well-doing, but in the right time, we will reap a harvest. And Father, we thank you that this is the right time to reap a harvest. So Father, we thank you for fresh faith, fresh love, fresh joy, and fresh peace. And so God, we choose to let go of any bad weight. We let go of that shame. We let go of that guilt. We let go of it all. And Father, we pick up the good weights. God, I ask that you just bless everyone in this building this morning, everyone watching by online. Bless everyone, Father, with a new strength. Even if they're in an uncomfortable place, God, it would grow them and it would make them brand new and make them stronger than ever before. Father, we love you. We say thank you that this was your word you declared over us. We have to pick it up. And we are finding our new strength. So, Father, we say thank you. We give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Let's clap. Amen. I believe the praise team is going to sing a song. What I want you to do is worship in your new strength. Worship in your new strength. worship and that new strength. Go ahead, praise team.
I used to think that I could not go on, and life was nothing but an awful storm. But now I know the meaning of true love. Nothing to it. I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. Think about it every night and day. Spread my wings and I fly away. I believe I can soar. See me running through that open door.
Thank you, Lord, that I can trust you so that I can fly at new heights. Somebody right now is being released from bad weights and grabbing a hold of those things and thanking God for the things that have been building our life. Hallelujah. Somebody's going to soar in the remainder of what God has. He's positioning you. Hallelujah, 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 for the goodness of God. Somebody go ahead and say, I'm going higher. I'm going higher. I believe, I believe, I believe. Sing it one more time. Sing it one more time. Hallelujah.
I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. Think about it every night and day. Spread my wings and fly away. I believe I can soar. I believe I can fly.
two or three people around about you and say, I'm going to see you fly. You're going to see me fly higher than ever before. Oh, yeah, you got to soar if you're going to catch me. You got to fly higher. You got to fly higher. You got to fly higher. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm being built right. I'm flying right. I'm soaring right. Hallelujah. Give God a praise up in here for the word of God this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You may be seated just for a moment. Ms. Gigi, put that Cash App up there. If you'd like to be a blessing, Pastor David is not on staff yet. And right. So you can be a great blessing to him. If this word meant something to you, would you Cash App him or give him one of them Holy Ghost handshakes and encourage Pastor David in those areas. Praise the Lord.
Getting ready to get married. And while you're doing that, I just want to say that I thank God. Where is Megan? Where did she go? Oh, okay. Miss Megan was here today last night. She was facing some sickness, but we prayed. And so I just want to appreciate our television and media crew today. Miss Megan, David's fiance, and Megan. We got double Megans.
Praise the Lord.
Wow. And so we're just so appreciative. And thank you, our PowerPoint people. I just kind of want to get some of these thank yous out. And for those of you that are going to be signing up on our sheets and just ministering to the ministry that is going to be coming in this week, we are so, so excited. I'm already feeling the presence of God. I just want to, Pastor David, I don't know where you are. Is he back over here?
In the office, yep.
Pastor David, I know you can hear me back there, but thank you, sir, so very, very much. You just confirmed for me the message that I'm preaching on Fire and Glory Sunday morning with the exact title. He said some of the exact words. And, man, a guy, I'm telling you, it's like I said, you know, you mama's boy. We just attached, and even spiritually. And so I thank you because, the press is in my message along with some other stuff. And I was like, God, how does that make sense with the other things that you're speaking to me to work and enfold into this message? And I'm like, I'm not really seeing how it all is going to actually come into play. And I said, God, I just need one more confirmation.
Boom.
So he was an answer to my prayer. And you probably don't realize, but when you're a minister or if you're going to present any type of speech and words, documentation to people, you want to make sure that you have the confidence in knowing that you've got the right thing, not just anything. Amen. And so, that's how I train people anyhow. And so thank you, Pastor David, for that word.
Excellent word.
It was definitely from God, from the throne. We're on the same page. And I can just see the tapestry of God is just weaving more and more and more. And so we're getting ready for Fire and Glory. And listen, we really do need all hands on deck. And so there's plenty of spaces. Miss Brenda King is our director. Thank you, Miss Brenda, so much. You're amazing. I'm telling you, sometimes I don't even know what we would do without Miss Brenda. I'm like, I can't be there and be here. And, you know, all of us have an important part and a place to play if we will step up and pick it up. And run with it. Run with the vision set before you. And so I thank you, Miss Brenda, for delegating to people when you get tired. And those of you that can just help clean up in the kitchen. If you're able to wash dishes, you can be a part of the vision of Fire and Glory.
Because when we do special events like this, it is not for our coming in to sit by and watch and spectate. We are ministering to all of our guests that are coming in, to all of the ministers that are coming in, as well as them bless us. And so when we do so, they leave more refreshed than ever before, and then we get double blessing out of it. So praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to also say that we've got brand new news. Now, you're going to have a new author standing out there in the foyer for you to get a signature. Here's the brand new book.
From our very own Pastor Jason.
Pastor Jason, one of my spiritual sons, his book, What I Learned While Traveling with a Mentor, is now out on all of the places. But it's best to get it here because you can't get a signed copy online. So get it
and
here.
And it is so funny, Apostle, real quick. My finger just opened the book to this part. Look in this. There are some things You will never get on your own. Serving will open the door for impartation.
Look at that. That's a Holy Ghost book right there. I mean, just open it up and confirm.
And Jason, how many pages is in this, sweetheart? About 100. 173 pages.
It'll bless your life.
Of words that will bless your life. And people are going to request it. I just know it. And we're excited about that. So get one. It's only $10. And every one of us can get one of these. And we wanted to make it available to you so you could get it before the Fire and Glory people hear about it and announce it. Brother David also has cookies today for Africa. And so I don't want to give you all the announcements. So we do want you to watch your screen, if you will. Selena, thank you so much for the time that you are investing in all of our closing announcements for Fire and Glory. She is like hitting it out of the field.
And then she's doing what every one of us should do that have learned a spot. She is now training a brand new person, helping teach while doing this. So during the heaviest part of having to get closing announcements ready for every single service, she's been busy now teaching and training while doing it. And we're glad to have Miss Jasmine on board being a new pupil.